Game day, playoff day, wild card day, it's here. We waited all off season. We waited regular season. Now the new season begins, and here we go. Here we go. I can't believe it. I'm Rock Riley. This is Bucks Kickoff, presented by Bill Curry Ford in Tampa. He is the GOAT, Sean Sullivan. They are the place to go when you want a new car, when you want a used vehicle, when you want to get your vehicle serviced right. You go to Bill Curry Ford. When you want to try to win another Super Bowl, you go with the GOAT, Tom Brady. When you have Tom Brady and you have an O-line that protects him, you have got more than a chance. But it's a new season. It really is. And being over there at one Buck on Friday, it was interesting because I know Bruce Arians said he could feel it in the building this week, and the players know. It's amped up. It's playoff time. Fly, Eagles, fly. They're coming in. They're high. They're on a roll. They're feeling good now. They're playing with house money. They're here at Raymond James Stadium, and I'm here to bring you everything that I saw, that I've heard. I've got two rock listers. One is Anthony Becht. He played in the NFL as a tight end. He's been a great broadcaster. He's covered the Buccaneers for decades. He did the Buccaneer game last Sunday with T.J. Reeves and the Buccaneer Radio Network. Week prior to that, he was on Westwood One, national broadcast of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he is going to break down this bad boy, what the Buccaneers need to do to go past even this game and to get on a roll to try to go to SoFi Stadium if that's where the Super Bowl is going to be played. My second rock lister is Corey Long of Associated Press, AP. He's at every single Buccaneer game. He's a pro. He likes to break it down. Very easy to listen to. So I got two rock listers. It's you. It's me. It's playoffs. It's the best time of the year. It's the NFL. The Bucks are in the dance, and here we go. All righty, who's in, who's out? Here it is. Rojo is definitely out, and so is wide receiver Cyril Grayson for this game. Now, game time decisions. Linebacker Lavonte David, running back Leonard Fournette. Arian says those two of the guys that are game time decisions are the most questionable. Leonard Fournette, to me, looks like, I don't know whether or not, this might be a little gamesmanship and they don't want the Eagles to know. When I look at Leonard Fournette at practice, when I see him running and how the high-stepping, and boy, oh boy, he looks good. And then Arians had said, well, it's a matter of cuts and cutting. Can he cut? Well, he was practicing that on Friday, and it was to air. You know, there's no defense going up against him. But again, he looks good. He was in a great mood. He was like, hey, he yelled at me, say happy birthday. They left. Say happy birthday. How you doing? How you doing, Leftwich? Happy birthday, Byron. Like, he's always in a great mood. He looks fine. Earlier in the week, he was running with those bands. So I'm, according to Arians, he and Lavonte David. Now, I haven't seen much of Lavonte David at all. I would be shocked if he plays in this game. But you never say never. I just want to give it to you. All right? No Rojo, no Grayson. Lavonte David, Leonard Fournette questionable. Outside linebacker Shaq Barrett, he's been wearing a knee brace. Arian said it's the technology that they have now. It's very light. It used to be like a bulky knee brace, but still, it's a knee brace. You can't expect a guy that's been wearing a knee brace and really hasn't been practicing hard to be able to just light it up. All right, let's call it like it is. Just because he might be able to go, how much can he give you? Okay? JPP, we didn't see him all week. He doesn't practice. And at this point, they've rested him. He hadn't gotten many snaps. You need him. Arian says veterans play different than the younger players. It's just how it goes. Veterans that are good, that have been there, that won a Super Bowl. So JPP should be able to go. Running back Gio Bernard, Arian says getting closer. I did see Anthony Nelson now on Friday. He had a taped up ankle and he was hopping. He was hopping a lot on one. He had a trainer working with him and then hop on that ankle, the bad ankle, look fine. And then when they had the special teams drill, it was the punt unit. He was over there, helmet on. So I expect Anthony Nelson to play in this game. He's been coming on. He's had sacks in the last three games. If you're in the playoffs, like, it really is a new season. You can get a team that's hot, that's feeling it. Like the Eagles, this last game, if you look at the scoreboard and they got blown out by the Cowboys, they didn't play a lot of their, Sirianni did not play a lot of his starters. They had a bunch of guys on the COVID list. Jalen Hurts was resting that ankle. They were getting ready for the playoffs. Prior to that, they had won 7 of 9. They're feeling pretty good. I remember a couple of years ago when the New York Giants, remember that with the Eli Manning? JPP was on that team and they came through Raymond James Stadium early in the playoffs and they were nothing to brag about during the regular season, but they got hot at the right time. They were bonding. They were good. They were feeling, they were confident. So as Brady said this week, you're in the playoffs, you're here for a reason. There's no team that's in this playoffs that you say, oh, they suck. Oh, they suck. They're gonna get their asses kicked. No. This is, like I said, this is the new season, man. And nobody gives a crap what you did prior to this. And if you're here, you're good. And that's the mindset that the Buccaneers are going in, listening and watching all these players this week. They know what they're up against. You know, this isn't fan speak. I had fans, oh, the Eagles suck. Oh, the 29th in defense. Oh, they don't get any sacks. Oh, we're going to wipe the floor with them and all that. That's fan talk. I'm listening to players. I'm listening to coaches on both sides. A lot of respect. We'll see what happens here at 1 o'clock. All righty, for you bettors, 8.5-point favorites for the Buccaneers. I know that's how it started this week, the over-under at 49. The Buccaneers coming in, despite not playing a full game, despite, like, wow, what happened? Last year, the defense just stepped up and was on a roll. What's the matter with this run defense? The secondary had many, a lot of injuries, and yeah. But in the end, the Buccaneers have 13 wins, which is a franchise record. They go into these playoffs not having two of their top three wide receivers. There ain't no Chris Godwin. He ain't coming back. He ain't for this playoffs. And Antonio Brown, no need to get into that. We know the whole deal on that. Still, without two of those top three wide receivers, the Buccaneers have scored in their last three games 101 points. The Buccaneers are averaging 30 points a game. Eagles started out, they lost 5 of their first 7. Then they have won 7 of their last 9 before losing to Dallas and Jerry Jones and the boys 51-26. But as I said, there was a number of starters and a lot of guys on the COVID list. Jalen Hurts is back. He had a sprained ankle. That was a while ago. That was in week 12. Wide receiver Devontae Smith, he is coming on. He beat, I think it was DeSean Jackson's rookie record for yards, just a little bit shy of 1,000, 916. He's a good one. He really, really is. But that's not going to be their game. The Eagles are not going to switch it up and just try to go throw it all over the field and Hurts try to hit Devontae Smith to try to win this game. They're going to run it. They're going to run it. They're going to try and run it right down the Buccaneers' throats. You got the A team. Even though it's a 1 o'clock game, you know, usually the high ratings, they go for the team that they think the matchup's going to get you the high ratings. That's the later game. I was a little bit surprised that it's a 1 o'clock game. But you know what? The NFL on Fox, they're sending the A-team. Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, Aaron Andrews, Tom Rinaldi will be here. And just one quick, the ratings for the NFL, oh, my God, through the roof this year. CBS Sports NFL on CBS ratings were up, I think it was something like 10%. Thanksgiving Day game, Cowboys and Raiders over 40 million. Most watched NFL regular season game in over 30 years. Now that the regular season is done, I saw these stats, and it was something like 91 or 92 of the top 100 programs were NFL games. And the NFL, it's just, and we're in the NFL, and we're in Wild Card Weekend, and I'm just loving it. All righty, last week, Buccaneers, Panthers. You know, the score looks like it was a total domination, and you know, if you watched it, it wasn't. It was like, really? But in the end, they win it 41-17. The thing that has been concerning me is these opponents rushing against the Bucs. You know, for the last couple of years, it's been the Buccaneers' number one rush team. They, you know, to take pride. Richard Sherman, remember that when I told you about it? The first day that Richard Sherman came here, and he's like, and he had just gotten here. He got here in the morning, and then he met with us media geeks at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I said, well, have you been able to talk to anybody? What do you get? And he goes, look, I just got here. But by being inside there, they take pride in stopping the run, this defense. It's their pride, man. And over the course of the season, anytime the run question was brought up, even if it's for offensive linemen, and they all say the same thing. When you can rush and run against another team, it takes their soul out of them. It buries them when you're just running and pounding it against them. Carolina had 79 yards rushing in the first half. What was up with that? Now, Arians was asked about that this week, and he said it comes down to tackling. They got to tackle better, and it comes down to young guys' mistakes. They just don't play like veterans. But at this point now, you're at the new second half of the season. You even had an extra game at 17 games. You started training camp in the summer, OTAs before that. There's no more like young guys. If you're out there, they think that you can get the job done. So, you know, let's go try on Soyinka, who has so much physical ability, but I guarantee you he's learning a lot. Now, whether or not he can finish things that he's learned, but nobody's worrying about learning. It's trying to win this damn game. What did Arian say? Nothing matters except winning this week. Winning Sunday. Nothing else matters. The Eagles are coming in. This is the point that bothers me in this game. The Eagles are the number one ranked rushing team in all of the NFL. So Arian says that these opponents, they're going right at Joe Tryon Soyinka and Anthony Nelson and Cam Gill. Now, I told you that Nelson's got an ankle. It's taped up, but he's done fairly well. They're going to go. They're going more on the outside. They're not going up the middle against those monsters like Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh. These offensive coordinators are not stupid. You know, they study. And they're going to take it outside to the kids. Jalen Hurts leads the Eagles in rushing, 784 yards, 10 touchdowns, 5.6 yards rushing average. The Eagles are rushing an average of just about 160 yards per game. The Buccaneers defense has allowed opponents to run over 100 yards 5 out of the last 7 games. Come on. The Buccaneers defense was number one against the run. Now they're number three. Against the New York Jets, they allowed 150 yards rushing. And against the Carolina Panthers, they allowed 110 yards rushing. So Ndamukong Suh, Vita Vea, you got the new contract. You're supposed to be a stuffer. Let's go. Let's stop it. You know, stop it, because that's what the Eagles are going to do in this game. All righty. Let me give you, I'll tell you what, before I do this, I'm going to bring on my rock listers, and then I'm going to get into some matchups, get more into the Eagles, more of the mindset of the Bucks, what I saw at One Buck Place, the vibe, what I'm feeling on this Bucks Kickoff podcast here on Joe Bucks Fan. This Bucks Kickoff podcast, all season long, is brought to you by Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry Ford Tampa. Right now is a great time to get a new vehicle, especially trade in your used vehicle. Oh my God, the market for used vehicles, it's through the roof. It is a great time right now. Go to Bill Curry Ford, a beautiful showroom, very friendly staff. They're led by Sean Sullivan, their GM. It's a quarter of a mile north on Dale Mabry, right up the street from Raymond James Stadium. You can't miss it. There's plenty of ways to get a hold of Sean Sullivan. Go there. Start with the GOAT, man. Start at the top. He's a very friendly guy. He loves to talk sports. He loves to talk football. He loves to talk Bucks. You can email him. You can call him. Or you can just stop in the showroom and say, hey, Rock Raleigh from Joe Bucks Fan said, I am here to see Sean Sullivan. Sean Sullivan, this family name, they've been in business for 60 years. And when you're in 60 years doing it, you're doing it right. Go to the website, BillCurryFord.com. Now, two great things. They give a Joe Bucks Fan discount. They love Bucks fans. So make sure you tell them you're a Joe Bucks fan. And They have a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It's Bill Curry Ford, and it's BillCurryFord.com. All right, time to bring in my rock listeners. I'm going to stack them up. You know how Arians like to say, we stack up the wins? I'm going to stack them up. Hey, it's a postseason. I'm going to bring you two. These are my guests. These are my rock listeners. We're going to go number one, Anthony Becht, former NFL Buccaneer Jets tight end. He is a national broadcaster. He's done a couple of Buccaneer games. He watches the All-22, the film of every single Buccaneer game, and breaks it down. Now, I cornered him in the press box last Sunday at the Carolina game. And I'm asking him, we're watching this game. He was doing it, but I was asking him about this game and going forward. You know, what are the Buccaneers got to do in his mind, what he has seen? And then he is an Associated Press NFL reporter, Corey Long. He's been at every single Buccaneer game. He watches it. He breaks it down. Layman's terms, very, very good. Let me go Anthony Becht. Let me go Corey Long. Let me stack them. Stack these rock listers. Here we go. All right, I'm with the great Anthony Becht. All right, Anthony, we got the new season. It is a new season. Do you look at it, and even as a player, they always say, when you go from training camp and you go from preseason to the regular season, and then when you go to the postseason, it is a new season. Is it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is, because these guys have been through the fire, right, last year. And, of course, Tom Brady and Gronkowski have done this multiple times, you know, many times over. So you'll have that leadership and that growth. And now it's like, well, what do you have to do to kind of bring it all together again? So, listen, you want to finish strong against Carolina. There's a lot to improve on as far as, you know, getting some of these young receivers in the mix, you know, Tyler Johnson and Grayson, getting those guys some more balls, getting them ready for the playoffs. But, you know, ultimately there's a switch that comes on, and then getting healthy defensively, getting some of these bodies back, playing your highest level, making sure you're ready to go, good to go, so that you're at full capacity. You know, the defense is going to have to play much better this year than they have during the season for the playoffs, to kind of counter some of the offs that will be there on offense. But, you know, look, Tom Brady's played with, you know, a lot more and a lot less receivers in his career. He knows how to put this thing together. So it's going to be a complete team effort. If they can do that, they can push themselves deep in the playoffs again.
Now, do you think when you get to the postseason that you do have to have a little bit more balance? I'm talking about running. Now, you know, rushing. You know that Brady, his stats are through the roof. Can he, if he doesn't have much of a running attack, can they make a run? Can he actually throw it all over the field in the playoffs?
Well, you know, they are a pass-first team. I mean, that's how they play their offense. You know, I always think that 20 is a good number to get to, you know, regardless of how many yards per carry they get. If you can get the 20 carries, that's the kind of the balance you need. You know, they don't necessarily have to rush for 100 yards to make it effective. And I think that's what they've done when they've had a healthy Fournette and a Rojo in the backfield. So, you know, Fournette gets back and some of these young players part of the mix. If they can get that 20-plus touches, right around 20, I think that's good enough, you know, regardless of that output. So, you know, they need some of that short yardage, a good play from their backs, and then that goal line stuff when they get tight into the goal line. But this is a pass-first offense, and they can get the short run yards as well in the passing game as well. You know, we've seen Brady do that over his career with New England, and that's something they'll work in as well. The receiver screen game, all those little things that they do will be a big part of the packages. But the more diverse they're going to have to be now with multiple tight end sets and just kind of mix it up. I think the more diverse they are, I think that'll put that the pressure on the defenses that they play. So, you know, we'll look to see if they kind of enhance that a little bit today and utilize some of the tight end packages, three tight end packages, get some of the passing game in those packages as well, because, you know, just kind of counter and offset what you don't have right now, you know, being down a few receivers.
Here's my last one. As a player, I'm wondering, yeah, the Antonio Brown situation was crazy. Yes, it can be a distraction. But for players, once you move on, you get out on the field, how much of a real distraction is that for the players?
I think just in the moment. I think during the week, the aggravation of just, you know, talking about it and the things you can't control. I mean, clearly you would have liked this thing end up in a better situation, but it didn't, you know, and that's kind of can of worms that you open up when, you know, you kind of, you know, put yourself with a player that, you know, has had that kind of stuff happen in his background in his career. So, listen, somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to play better. You know, it's good to have guys with experience, Gronk, Brady, and these guys to kind of lead the way. And like I said before, you know, you may not have the great superstar receiver out there that you may be missing in those moments where you need them, but guys can step up. We saw Grayson do it versus the Bucks last week, make a game-winning catch. That ultimately helps his confidence level, and that's going to help the team. And Brady's going to throw him the ball. So if you get open, you get your opportunities, make those plays, and then that can be a factor moving forward into the playoffs.
Anthony Becht, one of the greatest Bucks, New York Jet. and as a broadcaster and as a father of a quarterback. Thanks, Anthony.
You got it, man. Thanks, Rock.
Thanks, bro.
You got it, buddy.
All right, Corey Long, AP, you've been here all season long. You cover the Buccaneers, but as Brady said, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they did. It's one game, and it's the Eagles. Now, they're saying all the right things. The Eagles are a lot better. They're improved. How do you see this matchup, Corey?
Well, you know, the one thing that the Bucs have been able to do defensively all year is they've been able to take away other teams' strength. And with the Eagles, obviously, that's running the football. They run it with the quarterback. They run it with several different assortment of backs. You've got Miles Sanders in there. You got Boston Scott. You know, they've got different guys, Kenny Gainwell, different guys that can carry the ball. They're starting to get a passing game going a little bit with Devonta Smith. So it's a much better Eagles team than it was than the one that they beat. You know, God, it's 3 months ago. So, yeah, I still see them matching up well because I think they can get points against them. I think the Eagles are definitely a team, especially in that back end of their defense. They're going to give up some points. They're going to give up big plays. I think it might be a little higher scoring than people think. I think it's going to be a pretty explosive game on offense. But, you know, I think the Bucs match up well against them because I think they can contain what they do running. I think they can get Jalen Hurts in some uncomfortable situations.
You know, it concerns me with a team like the Jets. Now, I know that they say that everybody is coming at them. It's their Super Bowl, but they had to come through with the 93 yards for Brady. This game here, they only had 3 yards in the first quarter. They were up 10-7, and then they were able to turn it on. I think it's going to be a little bit different in the playoffs. Does that concern you at all or no for this new season?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, you still got it. You still got some issues, I think, in the passing game. You got some new faces in there, some guys that are starting to get some run, like Scotty Miller, that spent several weeks or they weren't playing at all. So there's some chemistry issues there, and those things can definitely come to play in those early possessions. And, you know, in the playoffs, you don't get as many possessions as you get in a regular. It feels like you get a lot less. You know, the clock seems to run a little faster. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a concern. They want to get off to a much faster start than they have. They don't want to. And, you know, against the Jets, they give up a lot of rushing yards. They give up a lot on the perimeter. Those are things they don't want to happen. The Eagles are a very good perimeter team, a very good perimeter running team.
How big do you think it was to get that second seed to get 2 home playoff games, depending on what happens with the Packers?
I don't think it's a big deal with this team, to be honest with you. I think they're fine whether they play at home or on the road because they're led by, you know, they're led by the greatest of all time. He's won in every situation imaginable. So I'm sure they're happy to be at home. It definitely changes the way you know, some of your practice schedule during the week, some of your rest habits. But if they have to go on the road, you know, these guys know how to prepare. They know what they're doing. These guys are true professionals. They did it all last year and they won a Super Bowl. So I don't think I mean, it's nice for the fans, but I think as a team itself, it's not a huge deal either way.
Here's my last one. I think when you get to the playoffs and you want to make that run, you got to be balanced. You do still have to run the ball. Now, I'm not sold. You know, we'll see how if playoff Lenny comes back. Can they do it with Brady still just hitting all these different targets and to be able to advance without really running the ball, Corey?
No, they need a running game. They need. If Fournette is not where he needs to be, then someone's going to have to step up. You know, I mean, you saw different guys today. And they're guys that have talent, but, you know, they need a back that's able to pass protect. They need a back that can catch some passes. And, like, that's the issue with Keyshawn Vaughn. He's running the ball very well, but, you know, he's got to be a better pass catcher. He's got to be more reliable in pass protection. They need all of these things to work out. So, yeah, they need to have the right, you know, they need, whether it's going to be Fournette or whether it's going to be an assortment of backs, they need to figure out what guy's skill set can best fit.
So Corey Long, though, when it's all said and done, believes the Buccaneers will win and beat the Eagles in advance to that next round?
Yes, yeah. I think they'll win next week. Win by 2 scores, yeah.
Thank you, big man.
Absolutely. No problem, Rock. Oh.
Thank you, gentlemen. All right, let's get down and dirty. This podcast, Bucks Kickoff, is always brought to you by Bill Curry Ford Tampa. When you want your vehicle serviced right, when you want to get a good deal and you want it to be right, you go to Bill Curry Ford Tampa. Sean Sullivan GM. All right, let's delve into this, huh? Let's get a couple of keys. By the way, the Bucks are going to wear their white jerseys and their pewter pants. And I'm not a meteorologist. I don't think weather is going to be that much of a factor unless it was really, really heavy torrential tropical storm winds. If you're going to get 20, 25 miles an hour, a little bit, because Brady can pass. He's played in bad weather. Look at what's been happening. Look it up at Buffalo. 0 degrees. Are you kidding me? It's going to be in the 60s. If it's a little bit wet, maybe the storms will pass. But again, it's football. All right. More creativity on play calling, especially on the first down. Don't run it up the middle. That's my thing. That is my thing with Leftwich. And please, I'd like to see a little bit more trickery, which we saw, 2 weeks ago? I thought that was beautiful. Some end arounds, you know what I mean? Last week, the Buccaneers passed it over 65% on first downs. That's good. That's good. Especially, defense, get back to stopping the run. When Bowles blitzes, and boy, the Buccaneers blitz by far more than any team in the NFL. Hurts is going to go with the underneath stuff. Devin White, Minter, you got no Levante David. It looks like you will be exposed. Hurts is decent. You know, he's not a gunslinger. He's not. But underneath, and Devin White this year in coverage has not been good. He's a big talker. Now, Arians always has his back, and he has not lived up to all the hype. They were hype. There was experts hyping him as the best young linebacker in the NFL. And in coverage, he has not been good. All right? So enough of that. Cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting, where you been? Last year in the postseason, you the man. You had 3 picks. You got 0 squash, none. So far this season. And as a matter of fact, diving a little bit deeper, according to Pro Football Focus, Sean Murphy Bunting has given up more catches and yards in coverage than any other Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive back. So Sean Murphy Bunting, it's time for you to step up. It's the postseason. All right, the offense, protect the GOAT. Run it better. Wide receiver Breshad Perriman on Friday. Arian says he's fine. I know he was listed on the injury report earlier in the week, and I was like, oh boy. Perriman, help out Mike Evans. Cyril Grayson is out with the hammy. Tyler Johnson, get open. You're not doing a good job of getting open. If you get open, the GOAT will hit you. And Scotty Miller, I liked it. This guy, when I'm watching practice or in the beginning of practice, he works at everything. He is working at it. He's waiting for his opportunity. He came through last week, last year in the postseason, he was the guy. Brady trusted him, the deep threat. You need that deep threat. And so Scotty Miller, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you and the GOAT to hook up for the deep, deep, deep threat. All right, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. You know what? I give it up to you, Coach Sirianni. Do you know that this young coach, he is the only new hire as a head coach in the NFL to lead his team to the playoffs. How about that? You know, it was looked at when they fired Doug Peterson. And it was a great story, and he was in Florida, and he said he would drive over for the interview. He didn't have a suit, and they said, don't wear a suit. We're all casual here. And when he interviewed for this gig, he got up, he started demonstrating some play calling and a bit, you know, these formations and things like that. They gave him the gig. He wasn't a big name. And he's instituted this, like, he came and he wanted these guys to bond. Now I know it's what you do on the field. It's got to start somewhere, though. The Eagles were in disarray. He brought in a basketball hoop and he put that in the auditorium. He brought in ping pong. He brought in cornhole. And what it did was, is this was between the OTAs and minicamp, and then minicamp in the offseason. Those that didn't have a family, like young guys that stayed, they ended up staying. They ended up hanging. They ended up like bonding. Because the year that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I'll never forget that. It was the offseason. They had a big dinner, and they had a basket in the middle of the table. It was everybody put your phone in there. Everybody put your phone in there. Turn off the phone. For the next 2 hours here, we're going to drink some beers, we're going to have a nice dinner, and we're going to just hang and bond. Nothing on the phone. And now, look, I know that there's going to be some doubters out there when I'm telling these stories that, like, you know, the Buccaneers used to have a ping pong table in their locker room when we used to go in, and they didn't do squat. They had a hoop. A miniature hoop in the locker room, and they didn't do squat. But you got to start somewhere. And when it was going bad with the Eagles this year, these guys still believed. Like, they didn't they tweaked up a few things. That's what you got to do. I'll get into that. But they kept believing in Sirianni. I was listening to these players this week. Early on, the Eagles, it was not looking good. They were 2-5 through 7. And then through 9 games, they were 3-6. But they stayed the course. Now, Sirianni looked, from what I understand, he went back to some film when Jalen Hurts was at Oklahoma. And he took some of their run sets. And mid-season, he adjusted the plan to fit Jalen Hurts. That's the one thing about some old-school coaches. It's like, my way or the highway. We're going to do it this way. Well, he notices that Hurts is not your just gunslinger, but what's he good at? He's good at RPO. He's good at underneath stuff. He's really good at running. He's a leader. You know what? Let me institute what he did, some of the stuff that he did in Oklahoma. All right? The Eagles are the number one rushing team in the NFL with 271 yards per game. The word is late Friday from Sirianni, no limitations for Miles Sanders. Jordan Howard, he's off the injury list. Boston Scott is good to go. Arians even said they got a damn good stable of running backs. They are going to try to beat the Buccaneers' run defense. That's it in this game. Okay? Now, I'm looking at Hurts. They're going to you try to force Hurts to throw it. 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. His completion percentage is 61%. But Sirianni said that he is a much better, different quarterback than he was at the beginning of the season. He's getting his playing time. He loves football. I've heard that about him. He is like nonstop football. He works out like crazy. He works at it. He is a natural-born leader. He was on 2 national championship teams. One of the national championship games was here at Raymond James Stadium. But anyway, enough of the college rah-rah stuff. They're going to run it. They are going to freaking run it. And Ndamukong Suh and JPP and Vita Vea and Devin White and Minter, if you're in there, and Tryon Soyinka, like, step it the frick up. Okay, mindset. Listening to these players this week, Mike Evans. Now, Mike Evans, he's the man. He is the man. He is very unselfish. He has, with his contract a couple of different times, restructured it to help out the team. If he's not getting balls, he's not like Antonio Brown. I ain't getting the ball. I ain't going in. I ain't getting the ball. I ain't going in. He's opposite of that. And he was asked about, okay, it's playoffs. What do you notice? How do you feel? And it was pretty good. He was like, you know what? It's a football game. It's a little bit bigger, but just another game. Now, that's his mindset. All right? That's fine. That's fine. I like that. Okay. Gronk, avoid the slow start, and it starts in practice. This was pretty good by Gronk. You know, he comes across as this fun-loving guy, which he is. He was mic'd up. That stuff was great if you had a chance to see that stuff. A millie, you got a millie, where we going? You get me? Brady came back in to get him that $1 million bonus. But anyway, he said it starts in practice because they can't, you know, the slow start. They've done that quite a few times. What's up with that? And he said, I'm going to do it this week in practice. When the whistle blows, or they blow this horn, and both scoreboard, they got a scoreboard with a clock running, and they start it. They'll start it at zero. When they come out to warm up, they warm up on their own. They're the only team I know of in the NFL that does not stretch as a team. The captains aren't out front. Coaches always walk around. No, they don't do that. Arians goes, when it's my time, you're mine. You stretch on your own. Well, Gronk has noticed that some guys, when that, okay, the horn goes, now it's at zero. I think it goes to 17 for the first, and then it goes down to zero. Don't still be kind of warming up. Be ready to go, because when the game starts, you can't still be loosening up in the first quarter. You got to be ready to go. Have that mindset during the practice this week. That was Gronk. I like that. That was good. Ryan Jensen said, what's the biggest difference this year compared to last year at this time going into the playoffs? And he said, everybody is a little bit calmer because we've been there, we've done that. I did notice that on Friday. When I was there on Friday, it was a gorgeous day, and they're in their groups and they're coming out, and the vibe felt just like it was a normal day. I mean, this is in their favor. Here they are again. They're at home. You got that second seed. That was huge. Just like last year, they were able to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium, stay in their same locker room, their same facility at practice. It all fell into place. This year, here they are going to be playing at Raymond James Stadium again. And that helps. That helps. So Jensen said they're a little bit calmer, and I kind of did notice that, you know. I did notice that. Arians was asked about Jalen Hurts, and Arians said he has been a leader everywhere he has been. He is a workaholic. He's throwing the ball downfield really well. Eagles have a hell of a stable of running backs, and they can catch it. He thinks they have the best young wide receivers and tight ends in the game. He's doing some coach speak. Let's go like it is. Brady, you know, he's focused. He is focused. He did not let 2 weeks ago that distraction with Antonio Brown. His name was everywhere. He was just exactly the same. MVP candidate, led the NFL in yards, led the NFL in touchdowns with 43, leading the Buccaneers to tied with the best record in the NFC with the Packers, the second seed. And here's the other one for me. He is damn durable. 44 years old, did not miss a game. How about that? That is incredible. You can count on this guy. He was on the injury list. I asked him about his shoulder. I'm fine. He played. Look, he had to get surgery on his knee last year. He had had a knee problem for years and gutted it out. He's tougher. You know, when you look at him, you see his face, and, you know, he's a handsome guy, and you think, oh, no, he's tough as nails. Boy, Shady McCoy has been telling all kinds of secrets on a podcast. That's for another day. But, if I had a longer podcast, I'd get into that. All righty. What else do we got here? Let me see. Brady. Oh, he was asked about, I guess this was on his Sirius XM podcast, going back to the Super Bowl against the Eagles when he drew the drop pass. Do you remember that? The Patriots tried a trick play. It was a pass from Danny Amendola, and it was to Brady, and it slipped off of his fingertips. And Brady said, I got the quote here when he was asked about it this week, because, you know, it's against the Eagles again. I'm thinking the first play from scrimmage, I'll hand it off, and I give it to a receiver, and they'll throw it back to me. So what could possibly go wrong with that? I need to redeem myself, so expect to see that at some point. Is he going to try that trick play who's going to throw that pass to Brady? It was just joking around. Are we going to see that? If we see it, remember, say, oh, I remember Rock told me about that on that podcast. Brady said that. Jim Gray asked him, do you think about that play often, off your fingertips? And Brady said, I get reminded of that play every time I see an Eagles fan. I get reminded of that play. There was also a reporter this week. He's back. He's a national reporter for AP. He moved here from Philly. He's covered the Eagles. Rob Maddie, I like him. And he asked Brady, he goes, you know, Tom, on the Zoom call. We're back to Zooms again. But he asked Brady on the Zoom call, you know, Tom, they're still talking about in Philly that you didn't shake Nick Foles' hand. Do you remember that after that game? And Brady did not take the bait. He kind of grinned. And he's like, I've shaken Nick Foles' hands many a times. And he does not give scoreboard. He does not give bulletin board material. He really does not. Couple of notes for this game. One other thing. Oh, what Mike Evans had to say, and I thought this was good. They said, what's the key? You know, what's the key? And he said, play physical and play smarter. No penalties. That's the big thing. You know, don't turn it over. You know, that's what the Buccaneers are going to hope that they can do. If you just look at it, man, you look at the numbers. I went through it. When the Eagles have turnovers, they lose. When they don't, they win. And that's been the mantra for years. I remember back in the day, that's what double nickel Derek Brooks would always say. You know, you win the turnover battle. Don't turn it over. Richard Sherman. Now, this is interesting. Richard Sherman was placed on IR, and he put on his Instagram that he's going to coach the secondary. Now, Arians was asked about this. He was like, oh, well, Richard Sherman said he's going to be coaching on Sunday. And Arians is deadpan. He's like, no, he's not a coach. He was, he's still a player. So I don't know if he has to be careful of like X amount of coaches that they are allowed to have. And he's still classified as a player. You know, he hasn't retired yet or anything from the NFL. But I'll tell you this. When we were able to allow, the protocols have gotten real tight again. There's a lot of stuff we cannot do as media. But you guys don't care. But I'm just giving you a little background. And when Richard Sherman was hurt, he was on that sideline helping out the young guys when they'd come off the field every game. Like a lot of times I've seen it over the years when a player is injured, he's not able to play or something. He might be watching it there. Sometimes he's watching it at home. You know, he's not able to play. Sherman was right there. And Sherman says he's going to be coaching in this game. Arians goes, no, he's a player. So we're going to see. I thought the best quote, one more thing I did write down here. I just jogged it down. Arians on linebacker Devin White. Now, this might have been on Bucks Total Access. But anyway, he's trying to do too much in the absence of Levante. He's just trying to make plays that aren't there, doing things that he normally doesn't do. He can play better. He believes it. Now, if you look at the stat sheet, Devin White leads the Bucs in tackles with 128, 3.5 sacks. He missed a lot of tackles on 3 breakups in this last one. He's just got to play better. There's no doubt about it, man. This is the postseason. Come on, man. If you want to be the guy and you talk, because he talks a good game, he's always talking a lot. Well, step it back up. All right, I want to see if there's anything that I have missed. Oh, just a couple of things here as I leave you before I go. The Bucs are going to lose some coaches this year. Now, I was on the Zoom call. You have to click the thing to put your hand up. And I was dying to ask Leftwich. I was going to ask Brady. I didn't get a chance to ask it. But I'm wondering, like, Leftwich, if Leftwich gets a gig, what are they going to do next year? Now, it's for another podcast. This is the Eagles game, but it's kind of in the back of my mind. Would you just go with Clyde Christensen? Has Clyde Christensen call plays? I was going to ask how much of an influence, like what has Clyde done to lead to the success of this offense? I was going to ask that to Brady. And see, because the thing is, if they lose and then that's it, and we'll get game and that's it, they're gone. You don't go in the locker room. You never get these answers. You know, I'm just kind of curious. But boy, oh boy, Leftwich and Bowles interviewing. John Spytek, who is the player personnel chief of the Buccaneers, he's really like Jason Light's right-hand man. He was interviewing. He's a candidate for the Minnesota Vikings general manager's job. The Vikings fired Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer. But it was a bloodletting again on Black Monday. Arian says, if you're a 500 coach, you're gone. You'd be able to keep your job for a little bit if you were 500. Not anymore. But Leftwich and Todd Bowles, candidates for head coaching jobs. Both Leftwich and Bowles are up for the Jags job, the Bears job. So you're going to lose some guys. And what are they going to do? If you got the GOAT for one more year, you're really going to bring in a new guy to get familiar with this offense and doesn't know it with the GOAT? Are you going to go with Clyde? But anyway, and one more thing. I do want to say congratulations to Rich Bisaccia. For you longtime Buccaneer fans, there used to be a talk show host, you know, in Tampa Bay on Afternoon Drive, Big Dog, Steve Dumick. And boy, oh boy, he was always behind Bisaccia and pushing for him to get a head coaching gig. And how about the Raiders? The first team in 60 seasons to make the playoffs after a midseason coaching change. And Bisaccia got it done with the Raiders, and he was a good man when he was here. Everybody liked him. He's just a good, solid guy. Oh, and one last thing. Antonio Brown is admitting that his exit at the Meadowlands against the Jets, taking off his shirt, wasn't professional or necessary. And that's enough on that. He's ancient history, man. This is the Eagles. The Fly Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles fly. And the Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium. Oh, my, I am going to soak it in. This season has gone by fast. It always does. Listen, thank you to Joe Bucks fan. Thank you to Steve and to Lee and to Sage and everybody involved with Joe Bucks fan. Thank you, Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford Tampa. The place to go when you want to get a deal and you want to make sure that you're taken care of correctly, whether it's buying, whether it's leasing, whether it's getting your vehicle serviced, Bill Curry Ford Tampa, BillCurryFord.com, family name in business for over 60 years. They give a Joe Bucks fan discount, and they have a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles, Bill Curry Ford. Will I be back inside $1? Will there be another game? Will we be able to see this Buccaneer team with the GOAT continue on? Stay tuned. Until next week, I will talk to you then on Bucks Kickoff on Joe Bucks Fan.